Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I want to kiss you more.
All In with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
All right, everybody. Hey, Scott Patterson, I Am All In podcast, iHeartRadio, 111 production. What the heck was that? Was somebody slamming a fist down?
That was my knee.
That was your knee? Knee? You okay? You okay?
Totally. I'm totally good. Thank you for caring.
You're so excited that we're starting the episode that you just jumped and hit
I'm
your knee.
I'm so excited about John Hamm that I just rammed my leg into the desk.
Well, we're going to get into that. So just try to contain yourself. Let me get through this. And then we'll
apologize to everyone's ears.
No, it was quite shocking. But you know what they say in show business, the show must go on. So I didn't stop.
No, you did great.
I wasn't being a good
background actor.
You're all, you are not. No, you're a frontline personality. You're not a background person.
I want to keep practicing our background skills, but
all right, we can do that. You just have to stop moving your mouth so much. Like, you can't exaggerate the movements. Anyway, season 3, episode 5, 8 o'clock at the Oasis. A riff on
at the Oasis.
Right, and that song was so calming growing up. That was a big hit. Maria Muldaur, Midnight at the Oasis. Anyway, so what'd you guys think? I thought this was a delightful, delightful episode. I thought it had, again, the perfect balance. And I've never seen an episode where they used two support guest stars, John Hamm and then the guy that played the neighbor, so well that tied the whole episode in together. We only saw John Hamm once, but boy, did he reverberate
twice.
Through the entire thing.
We saw him twice. Because he came to the door.
Oh, he came to the door. Correct. I sit corrected. But still, I mean, that really set the tone for this entire episode and every single scene. So, and also, I loved how the neighbor, the wacky neighbor, came over and asking Lorelai,
Dwight,
right? How that ended up being used to get Jess and Rory together.
I so agree with you.
In a really charming scene.
Yes, actually. I so agree with you. It was like we had to go through all this with the wacky neighbor.
Yeah.
to get the perfect Jess and Rory moment,
right,
which
right.
I think had really deep, deep meaning.
Didn't see that coming, right?
I have a very important question to start off with.
Should we hit him with the synopsis first?
Sure,
you know what?
Sure.
Danielle, take it away. And here we are with Tara S., Danielle Romo, Amy Sugarman. Forgive me for not introducing the ball club, but there they are in all their glory. Danielle, take it away.
All right. Season 3, episode 5, 8 o'clock at the Oasis. And the synopsis of this episode is Lorelai sees something she likes at an auction. A man. Dun, dun, dun. Only Emily knows his identity. Should Lorelai break her stay out of my love life rule just once? But when she does, she realizes he's not quite what she anticipated. Plus, Lorelai agrees to do a favor for an annoying neighbor, which also brings Rory and Jess together.
Danielle.
What?
That was our most professional synopsis reading, I think, of one full year.
Are we getting good at this? No.
Wow.
Are we getting good at this? I don't know.
That was amazing.
That was pretty. That was like, you nailed that.
Okay. Who's ready for the most, maybe the third most important question of this episode?
Go ahead. I'm ready for anything.
I want all three of you to answer this. Is this episode more enjoyable now because we know it's John Hamm, because it's John Hamm now rather than just unknown guy back then?
I'm going to say no. I don't think it matters.
Yeah, I don't think it did either.
I think the episode stands alone. It doesn't matter what happened to John Hamm or anybody in the cast. It makes it a little bit intriguing to see him, a younger version of John Hamm. But it really, you know, the episode really holds up. Could have been anybody, right? Oh,
I'm going to hold my tongue. Tara?
I feel like this is my opinion, but it was probably one of the more boring episodes for me, except for the scene with Jess and Rory. But other than that, I was like, can we get this show on the road?
No. I loved this episode. But to answer your question, Amy, I don't think I can quite comment because I didn't see it pre-John Hamm stardom. Right. But I did love it now. I was like, oh, John Hamm. I loved it.
Yeah, and I like Peyton more because it's John Hamm. Like, even though Lorelai's like, this dude is so boring, I'm like, but it's John Hamm. Like, I don't know if you guys know this, but John Hamm is in Top Gun. Like, John Hamm is Mad Men. Right. Like, so to me, I'm like, Lorelai is going out with a stud right now. Like, John Hamm is so hot. And I don't want to say it, but if you ladies, guys listening, there's a rumor about John Hamm that's been going around.
I knew you were gonna bring this. I knew you were gonna talk about
this. This is a family show, Amy Sugarman. We must move forward. Scott, don't let Amy continue with that.
All right.
Scott.
We're gonna go to a commercial here. Get the hook out, please. Jesus.
I love how we all knew exactly what you were talking about.
So anyway, I think Lorelai is a liar in this episode in one respect, an absolute liar. She is not a fan of Bowie, not a real fan of Bowie. If she was a real fan of Bowie, nothing could have kept her away from that concert.
No, you would take those free tickets.
You'd take the free ticket. Who cares if the guy's an adult, right? Who cares if he's boring and self-obsessed and creepy narcissist guy, right?
But she does go with him, right? Like, aren't we to assume? Remember, she's
curry favor with her mother so that it doesn't blow up her relationship with the who was it?
I don't know. I don't care what concert it is. If the guy's so bad, I can't go.
It's Bowie.
You don't even have to talk to him. Exactly. You can just watch the show.
You don't have to even acknowledge. I mean, I've been to concerts before with people that I didn't acknowledge they were there.
No, I just enjoyed the show. Dance real close and like.
Dance?
Oh, no.
No, dance real close at a Bowie concert?
Yeah, like put his arm on her. Ugh.
She can just move away.
Hold hands, dance.
She could relocate to a different part of the arena. to get away from. No, she could say, listen, I need to go to the ladies' room. I'll be right back. And then just enjoy like a half hour. Come back and say, you can't believe how long the line was. I'm going to go get a hot dog. I'll be right back. You want something? And then go away for an hour. So you can't believe how long the line was. Let's get out of here. The show's over. Okay. And so she enjoyed it. Maybe she meets another guy. Yeah.
What did he drive? A Jaguar? She could have got a ride home in his Jaguar.
I don't think she cares.
Weird choice of car for him.
Why?
I would have gone Porsche.
Him?
Jaguar for like a cool dude. Am I getting it wrong? He drove a Jaguar, right? Talked about it all night.
Yeah.
I think he
was going for the comfort.
You think Jaguars are cool for like a 40-year-old dude?
I wouldn't buy one, but you know.
Right.
I like SUVs. Like big cars.
I agree.
I got to be.
What did you guys think of Peyton?
I thought he started out really well. I mean, it was witty banter, and she was intrigued. And hey, I'm no Einstein, and took off. I mean, it was perfect.
I was surprised. Yeah, I was surprised he was so boring because the wine exchange was so
right
good. Although it was brief and barely any talking.
Right, it wasn't consistent with what was established because. He was witty and he was clever and he was open and he seemed intelligent and able to converse, you know, on an adult level instead of sitting there and talking about his boring toys, you know, right?
Some girl's going to really like Peyton, I think, though. I do.
Yeah. Yeah, there's
well, so what do you make of the fact
for every crooked pot, there's a crooked lid.
This is so true. So go deeper into it. Like, Emily's involvement and Rory's involvement and Richard's involvement. And then the train wreck when she didn't like him, and just break it all down.
Interesting. You know. Interesting that, you know, Lorelai didn't see how it was going to adversely affect Emily's relationship with her friend, who's Peyton's mother. And, right. I loved the Richard scene, and I know we're bouncing around a little bit, but I loved when Richard called from his office and said that he was golfing with Peyton's dad and that they would discuss and how to sort of rectify the situation and we'll call you back. Like it was a given. Like Lorelai knew what the hell he was even talking about and that you'll issue an apology. And I just loved that conversation because it showed what a great husband Richard is. Defending his wife and say, and listen, yes, it's insane, Lorelai. The whole thing is insane.
Yes.
But that's Emily's world and I respect it. And she will get her first, she will be served tea first. That is her world. And that is her, if her world is disrupted, my world becomes disruptive. I don't want to
and
see
I
her
think
unhappy.
That
I love that.
The best move for Richard was to say, I agree, it's insane. Because that's pretty much what Lorelai needed. Mm-hmm. Because then she came around and she said, okay, like if you need me to go out with this guy to the concert, I will. Mm-hmm. And I think it was because Richard's like, I know it's ridiculous, but like we got it. This is what she cares about. And I care about her. So it was like, oh.
But Lorelai is completely justified in being defensive there and just being, you know, acting in a, I don't think she thought she was acting in a selfish way because, you know, Richard and Emily are always telling her what a screw up she is. Right. So in this time it's like, God, they're invading my private space here. It didn't work out. Can't they just get over it? She wasn't seeing the ramifications because she couldn't see them because her knee jerk is to just, good God, these people are at me again. I can't do anything right in there.
Well, and I think she's also so certain that Peyton also had a terrible time. Mm-hmm. Like she's like, you guys, this guy is not into me either, right. Which we don't know that is not true because Peyton's probably like, I don't want to go to the concert with this girl either.
But I like the episode because it showed me one of the rare times where they're almost functioning as a family. You know, they're sort of all pulling together. And I like that part of it. It was more positive for me to see Emily and Lorelai kind of get along. And did you see how hopeful and energetic Emily was when Lorelai came over in the afternoon? And Emily wanted to know all about the date and tell me about the date. How did it go? And, you know, so that was Emily and her element and being hopeful that Lorelai had finally found a guy that she can, you know, be proud, that Emily can be proud of. Like, this relationship could work because he's of, you know, the manner born, and it's all going to work out, and we can, you know, we can live our snooty little lives.
I always want to like disagree with you when you say that, but like this episode proved it. Mm-hmm. Like, they do want her with the son of their friends. Right. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, they love that.
Yeah.
Do you also think that the auction purposely switched up the lamps, or do you think it was Emily? Because I think it was Emily.
Oh, really?
Oh, talk to us about that.
Because
tell us more.
Why else would Lorelai come to Emily's house in the middle of the week for no reason? So I was thinking like Emily wanted to get information, because if she calls Lorelai at work, Lorelai's not going to want to talk to her.
Tara.
Wow.
Solid.
Nice.
That's solid.
I like that.
I'm going to give you a probably correct.
Yes.
And that never occurred to me.
Yeah, because she never wants to talk. Whenever Emily calls and she's at work, she just never wants to talk to her, and she won't give her the time of day. So how else will she reel her in except to physically come to her house to pick up the lamp that she bought?
Yeah, she wanted to
and
have,
then she was stuck there.
She wanted to have some girl time with her daughter and talk about the date and the guy and how, you know, that she was excited for that. It was like Emily really getting a real shot of life. Like, hey, this is how I can be like a mom again to Lorelai, and this is how's her date. And
I love the dinner scene of the awkwardness where Lorelai has to sort of like
That was the best dinner scene that yet. I mean, I don't know how they're going to top that one, because everybody was great.
I was so happy to see Richard. I can't remember if we've seen him for a minute, because they're so good at like tricking us with
that. It's been a while, but Rory was great in that. Yeah, mom saw something she thought looked pretty good at the auction. Just having fun with her mom, making her sweat. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
And then I thought John Hamm was still charming when he came to the door. That's why I was so shocked he was boring. Because when he came to the door, Rory was super cool with him. And he was so chill. Like, you look wonderful. Mm-hmm. Like, he was so smooth, John Hamm.
I liked his vibe. I thought he was cool.
Yeah.
I wish we got like a piece of the date, like just a little glimpse.
Yeah.
I did too.
I agree.
But I guess they didn't need it. But it's a scene that we should have seen it go south. We didn't need it. See, that's the thing about right. Maybe they shot it and they realized they didn't need it. You know?
It would have been so entertaining to watch that miserable day.
It really would have been.
All right. So let's go back to the beginning, because I want to talk about like what is going on at Luke's diner with like every family in town.
All the babies. So many
coming
babies.
In for brunch. Like, what's happening? I was like, is there a farmer's market? And this is where they come after. Like, what's going on?
I don't think that scene aged well at all.
I literally wrote that down. Correct. I wrote Boy, down that scene just, did not age well.
I don't know how much I liked Luke rough. There. It's like, dude, I've actually, you know, not to pat myself on the back, but I've been in situations in public where a woman is breastfeeding and somebody says something and I walk over to that person and say, shut your mouth. She has every right to do that. That's a child she's feeding and you have no right to intervene and traumatize her or her baby. Go away. And
you're right. It was uncomfs to watch.
It really was uncomfortable to watch. I
wonder if it was then too.
I was ashamed of Luke. I was disappointed in Luke. You know, but he's such a conundrum.
It
isn't
wasn't
he?
So bad, but it was a little awkward.
It was kind of bad.
I think it was pretty bad.
Yeah, I agree. The line.
It wasn't good, but it didn't make me like hate. I didn't hate Luke. Sorry, Danielle, go ahead.
No, I mean, we don't need to rehash it, but he said something like, shouldn't they be in a barn or a cave? And I was like, oh,
yeah.
I'm surprised they wrote that for such a progressive show.
Right.
It always was ahead of its time. And it's such a female empowered show.
Right.
That it's interesting they even bothered with the scene with that portion of the scene, because the scene was funny enough with Luke being irritated about sticky choo-choo trains and sticky hands and the kid aspect of it, and that tracks with Luke. Mm-hmm. He would be like, oh, all these kids in here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I don't know why they added that part, because it was not necessary.
He just sounded like a Neanderthal, and I'm so ashamed. I'm so ashamed right now.
Well, you didn't write it.
No, but I don't think I protested. I just said the lines.
Yeah, this was
20 years ago. You know, like now it's a lot more like.
But it's a.
Normalized.
I
have to throw a flag on that, because 20 years ago it was totally fine to breastfeed.
Why are people bothered by it? I don't understand this. This is a woman giving her baby life. Literally feeding her child. Why does anybody?
I'm not bothered by it. Jess was.
Bothered. Oh my God.
Why do people feel violated by this? Why this is not, this is a beautiful moment between a woman. It's probably the most beautiful, tender moment between a woman and her baby.
I agree.
And how can you see that in any other light than that? I don't get it.
I mean,
I don't get why people are offended by it.
Think about this. Lucy and Ricky slept in separate beds. Like, there's all kinds of like weird things on television or in society. It's like, I just am surprised they wrote it in. That's the part that kind of befuddled me. Like, that was weird.
Definitely a low point for the character, I thought.
It'd be interesting to talk to the writer. Who wrote this episode?
It was Amy and I think one other person.
Justin Tanner.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. And otherwise, to me, a perfect episode. You know, the rest of the episode.
Yeah, like I said, I didn't.
Perfection.
The rest of the scene was cool.
Right.
Like the rest of the scene was cool that they were at the counter and there's all these families in there and it's a popular joint and it was irritating Luke. That was fine. I just don't know why they added these
lines
about the breastfeeding.
I think Danielle makes a good point. It was 20 years ago. I think we're judging it through this prism of sort of today, and it's just not applicable back then. And people are just far more sensitive about it now, or maybe even a little bit more evolved in some sense, that where it's more acceptable. But,
yeah, I mean, I still think it was fine then, too, to do. I don't know. I wrote, oh, boy.
But like, I do remember back then, this was a news item when people, there were news articles, there were headlines.
That is correct.
That people are getting offended by this and this is becoming a thing. And it's like, how is this even a story? Why is this a problem for people? You know? I didn't get it.
Yeah. I mean,
I thought a low point for the character.
But I'm happy at least we had the comical relief of Jess walking out, seeing all the babies and walking right back.
But I don't think his reaction was the babies. I thought it was he saw it was the breastfeeding.
I think so. It repulsed him
and he went back upstairs. So I think, again, here, a low point for his character.
Repulsed is probably extreme. I thought he was sort of teenagery about it. I don't know. Do we chalk it up to it is what it is? Like,
I don't know.
I don't know.
I have a problem with it. But what are you going to
do? Good. I think that's good you do, because we all were cringing at it. So it's like, I think the thing we don't know is why bother putting it in? Mm-hmm. And are we watching it with clearer eyes now than we would have then?
Well, I
can't even remember how I felt about it.
I get why they want to give every character, you know, every character needs to have flaws. Let's just put it that way. Makes them human. Right. But that is such a, for me, that's a lack of humanity. That's taking humanity away from a character.
And it doesn't track with Luke.
Mm-mm.
That was my thing on it.
Right.
The being annoyed by the sticky hands tracks. Being annoyed that this choo-choo train never works and they always get out the choo-choo train and move on to that tracks, like, right, and the noise and that. But I don't think Luke would be irritated by someone breastfeeding. That's not
right.
He's a
naturalist. He is, you know.
Right.
He's a tree hugger. He's this, he's that. I wouldn't say he's a hippie, but he's, you know, he's.
No, I agree that it should say no cell phones, no breastfeeding. Yes. Like, that is who he is.
Right.
I thought it was weird. I don't know why they put it in.
I'm actually looking forward to, I will read the emails for this one, all of them, you know, because this is kind of a major deal here.
What would be interesting is if somebody knows, I mean, we should try and ask the writer. Let's try to track him down to see why they put it in. You know, look, sometimes also people mess up and they think something's gonna land well and it.
Do you know what amazes me? How must a woman feel who's breastfeeding her baby in public because her baby is crying and needs to be fed? And how must she feel when she's attacked for that act, and how much fear she's experiencing, and she stays calm? You know, all of that is absorbed by her. It's absorbed by her little baby, all of that stuff. I mean, it's a big deal. I feel a little bit ashamed to be a part of that. And I should have spoken up. I should have spoken up and said, I'm not saying this. I should have said, I am not saying this. This is not funny. This is something I support. I don't believe this. I don't care if you want to give the character flaws. I should have opened my mouth and I didn't. And I think it's all because we felt like, you know, we were all so worshipful of Amy and so grateful that she'd given us these jobs. And I mean, we earned the jobs, but I mean, she, you know, at the end of the day, it's up to her.
You trust the writers.
Right. But it's like,
you trust the writers. I get that.
I thought that was just a very ugly moment for that character. And I'm really ashamed.
I agree.
I'm kind of ashamed to be a part of that moment. So it was very uncomfortable to watch. I was very disappointed in that character.
Yeah, I think you've said it perfectly. I don't know what more today you could do. And I wish we knew then what we know now. And I don't know, you know, like, I don't know how hard it would have been to say, like, hey, this guy shouldn't say this. I think it's an interesting conversation. And for an actor, I think that's hard to say, this guy shouldn't say this.
Yeah. Well, moving on. Otherwise.
Yeah, I don't mean to make light of it by saying, like, and moving on.
No.
It is what it is.
No,
I don't know.
I just, I think we've discussed it. I've expressed how I feel about it. It would be interesting to get one of the writers on to talk about it a little bit. You know, mm-hmm. how they were, what were they
and
thinking
see what
at
people,
the time? Right.
I know people watching it now will cringe like we did, mm-hmm. but I would love to hear from somebody who remembers watching it then, mm-hmm. if it was like cringy then.
Yeah.
It had to have been. I don't think 20 years made that big of a difference.
I don't think there's anything, and I'll end with a statement. I don't think there's anything more cowardly and inappropriate and illegal. I think it should be illegal. I think people that hassle women who are breastfeeding their babies should be arrested and prosecuted. I do. How dare anybody interrupt or apply any negativity or aim any negativity at a mm-hmm. woman for any reason whatsoever, but especially in such a tender, beautiful moment like that. Anyway, that's just how I feel about it. I get very protective.
Well said.
Very,
well
very,
said.
Very, very no, protective.
I think you said it great.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health-Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I think a totally normal transition would be to Michelle's love of auctions.
Hey, Michelle's love of auctions. He begged.
But I do love that he wanted to go to auctions. He begged so bad.
He begged her. He got his the pitch of his voice shot up. He got squeaky.
And then I love when he said, "If your mother's involved, it will be impeccable." I was like, so that was cute. And I was actually excited for the auction because I knew Michelle was going to be there. Right. So it made me that much more excited for when we got to the auction.
Right.
So he must really love auctions if he wanted to do all that stuff that Lorelai listed. I was like, really? You're going to do all that for an auction?
That was a big ask, wasn't it? She just like four major things. Like,
yeah.
I would have said, nah, right. I don't want to go. That's okay. Yeah,
really now, is. Forgive me if I'm wrong, but was this the first time we've seen Pete's Pizza? Like, was this the first time we've seen the Pete's Pizza, that they've gone to Pete's Pizza and that they got the free cheesy bread and they were all bent out of shape. Lorelai was that garlic was extra now. I don't recall if we've seen Pete's Pizza before.
Don't recall it at all. Pete's Pizza.
Me either.
I don't either. But I don't the cheesy bread sounded good.
Yeah.
And I think it's our first mention of Beanie Morrison. Mm-hmm. Because this dude, Dwight, has moved into Beanie Morrison's old place.
I don't know how Lorelai eats that way and looks that good.
That's like the mystery of the whole show.
Right. Because in the very opening pizza. Scene, she's walking up, they're doing that walk and talk with her daughter and walking up to Luke's. And she's looking so good, right?
The red pants were back. So that's a repeat wear. She's worn those red pants before. I loved them the last time. They brought them out again. And right. She loves it. Not a full choker necklace, but a short necklace.
She looked great.
Just your fashion.
And all they do is stuff themselves with pizza and junk food and all this stuff. I don't see her exercise. But I guess she's working at the end. She's moving around, climbing stairs. She's running around.
She's got fast metabolism,
right,
too.
Exactly. She's still young, right? So 32 like years 30s. Old, so she can get away with it. Yeah.
So what do y'all think of Dwight?
Oh, my God. I have so much to say about Dwight.
Let loose, lady. Go.
The shirt was one thing, but really what had me just crack up was the inside of his house.
Oh, my God.
One, I have a bone to pick with Dwight. He leaves his lights on when he's out on vacation. If you notice, all those lights were on. I was like,
beautiful home, by the way. Beautiful.
Right. The outside looks spectacular, but the inside looks ridiculous. Right.
The tiki lounge. All right. The tiki lounge right. Inside.
Also, he just moved in. How does he have so much stuff already?
I know. And all those board games.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And how does he have that much stuff if the wife, like, if he kind of went in the dark of night? Like, how did he get all his stuff out? Or was that all new stuff?
I don't know. But I'll tell you, you remember the wife on the answering machine? Toward the
oh,
end?
Yes.
My gosh.
Okay, so my research team has cracked the mystery of who that was. You know who that was?
Okay, wait. Make it a game. Don't tell us. Is it a famous person?
Yes.
Someone on the show?
Somebody who was on the show.
Somebody who was on the show. Already or later?
No, actually somebody who never appeared on the show.
But a famous actress that we've heard of.
Yes, absolutely. Big actress.
Movie oh. Or TV?
TV.
Oh my God.
Much decorated Emmy Award winning actress.
I need to hear the voice again. I don't want to like bring the.
One of the finest comedic actresses of our time.
Do not tell me. I need to. I'm trying to pull it up on YouTube.
Okay, Tara, do you have a guess who that was?
I have no idea.
Danielle?
Zero.
Any idea?
I'm struggling so hard with this. Can you give me a show?
You know, I hate
in?
To harp on this. I keep harping on this. Same.
Harp. Alex Borstein.
Thank you very much. Nice. Nice.
That was a real good clue.
That was a good clue.
I almost said that, and then I thought, oh, that's random.
All right.
Because... Yeah. But well done.
Alex Borstein.
So she was for people that don't know, she played the harp and then she's like the lead on Maisel.
She was the original Drella. She was Drella. Well, mm-hmm. Not the original, the only Drella in the pilot episode. And then she couldn't get out of In Living Color.
Not In Living Color.
Oh, no, it was something. Oh, it was the family guy. Sorry. Family Guy.
Suddenly it was J-Lo and In Living Color.
She also was the teacher. She was also the teacher in the Lizzie McGuire movie.
Oh,
Alex.
That's how I knew her.
Alex, really? Yeah.
Yep.
So, a couple quick questions. Mm-hmm. The clock. So it would say like, it's 5 o'clock at the right. Airway. It changed based on the time.
Right. Right.
Amazing.
Right. Great clock.
That's a beautiful home, though. I would have to say that was one of the fanciest homes in all of Stars Hollow.
It was a pretty spectacular home. Yeah, it didn't really.
It's hard to get your bearings, though.
It didn't really look like Stars Hollow, did it?
No, because it's hard to get your bearings because Lorelai's house, I can never like figure out. Okay, where in town is it, and what's across the street? And if Dwight's is across the street, and it took Rory only that long to run to town. It's basically in town.
I can tell you where the location of Lorelai's house was on the lot in relation to the gazebo and the high school
I was going to say, I've been to that tour, so I know what you're talking about.
You know,
Give it to us, Scott. Tell us, so how far is it? Like, if you were running from Lorelai's to Luke's, how long would that take?
From Lorelai's to Luke's diner? Oh, God, it's only...
like 2 blocks, right?
Yeah,
like,
it's maybe... 50 steps.
Oh, wow.
60 steps. It's not far. So you've got the gazebo where that town square is, right? Where that lawn is. Okay, if you're standing there and you're facing Luke's diner, if you're standing there and you're facing Luke's diner from the gazebo, a little bit to your left is Stars Hollow High School. Now a little bit.
Okay.
So, and right behind, if you're staring at Luke's diner, right behind you, in the street behind the town square is Lorelai's house and Mrs. Kim's house and Lane's house. That's where it is. So he was, and then the movie theater where we'd watch Kirk's wacky films and go to the movies and all that. That was across the street from Lorelai's house. And the house next to that one was supposed to be Dwight's house. And that house looked nothing like Dwight's house looked in this show.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, because that looked like they were in another suburb. That house looked like it was in some kind of really...
Right, because there wasn't a tree, really, and all of a sudden there's this lawn, and the architecture is like a little bit of a different vibe, which I guess you could have, but still.
Right. So, there you go. There's your...
I mean, let's talk about it now, then, because I think this is such an important moment for Rory and Jess.
Huge.
Because he cared more about her than himself. Like, he came all the way over, fixed the lawn, blah, 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 and then finds out that Dean's coming and he wants to protect her. He cares about her more. So
turned it back on.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think he's always going to be a little bit self-serving. You know, his he really likes her. So that was a little bit for him too, but. I mean, I get your point, but I mean, come on, there's some self-interest.
I think he really showed like, I care about her so much. I like her so much. I don't want her to be in a bad predicament. I'm just going to pop this water back on. I thought that there was so much meaning to that moment.
Yeah,
I agree.
It was a perfect opportunity. Jess being the opportunist that he is. You know, took that opportunity to try to further ingratiate himself with Rory.
See, I just thought it was genuine. Like, I thought he's like, you know what? I ran over here to help her. She still broke his heart a little bit. Like, he's kind of brokenhearted because he wants to be with her and she's not breaking up with Dean. But he's now to the point where he's like, I don't need to be a jerk. Like, I like her. I want to help her. So that's why I came over. And then I want to help her more because I don't want her to be in some weird position with Dean.
I think he's also bummed that, you know, he finds out that she called Dean before she asked for his help. So he's like, you know what? I'm just going to let him deal with it. Think he fixed it.
She didn't really ask for his help, though.
Yeah, I guess. But like.
Exactly.
I think she alluded to it.
She kind of did. I mean, not really. It was happenstance.
I guess. I don't know. You guys don't know this, but I'm very team Jess. So this, I don't know. I've always loved Jess, even through all the boyfriends. Like, I just see something in him that I feel like maybe like Amy seeing in it in him right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, she was looking for Luke. Right. Remember, like, she's looking for Luke. She really was going. She texted Dean or paged Dean. Then she was looking for Luke and Taylor. I thought that was interesting. Those are the two people.
Oh, that's right.
She went to.
Well, the dad, you know, like
the dads.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe you're right, Amy. When you know, he encountered her, she was soaking wet. And he did want to help her. He took pity on her. Like, oh my God, this is the bad situation for her, you know. As far as for Stars Hollow, right?
Yeah. And then he just ran.
Right.
And that was my favorite part.
It was genuine. Yeah, I don't think he had ulterior motives.
Yeah.
And I believe they proved that because he turned the water back on.
Mm-hmm.
He could have been a total ass and been like, I just ran over here to help you. And now you're saying Dean's good, you know, but he did the I don't know if it's the right thing.
There was some nobility.
Noble.
He was noble. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He showed some real character there.
Yeah. Yes. Made me like him. And I think we're getting closer.
Yeah.
I will say the one part of that scene that made me kind of laugh a little is obviously like Rory was soaking wet and then Jess goes over and for the 2 seconds he was turning off the water, he was just drenched.
Right. Right. Literally water. Drenched.
Like, Jess, you've been there for all of 2 seconds. Right. Come on.
Right. I do have a bone to pick with this episode. Mm-hmm. Do you want it right now or do we need to take a break?
Bone
first?
It. Bone it. Pick it, I mean, sorry. Pick it.
This is now like to the point where I'm like, guys, what is happening? The fake eating is really bad. At Friday night dinner, I don't know if any of you guys noticed, but Emily had the tiniest, like it was a pin dot of pork on her fork. Like it was like, what? The minuscule bites, the fake cutting, the fake eating. Like,
I have one more to add to that list. Is when Rory went to go water the plants inside Dwight's house and she's just like barely tipping over the, the watering thing.
Watering.
I'm like, you aren't watering anything.
Ah, summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Okay, so in defense of actors who aren't eating their faces off during scenes, first of all, it's Emily. She's an elegant mannered woman. She has impeccable table manners. Here's the problem when there's so much dialogue going on back and forth, and you know, with the quick patter, if it's very easy to mismatch a scene or mismatch a fork coming up to eat.
Right.
In those types of scenes. Okay. Now, if it was just Emily having a long monologue, it would be easier to do the real eating and really sell the eating part of it and all that. What's important here is not the eating. We all get, you know, the creators make this decision. Look, guys, you know, what's important here is the comedy. Okay.
Right.
It's not the eating. Yeah. We're not making, you know, an Oscar-worthy drama film where everything has to be, you know, you got to put all that feelings into the
Or it's also not on the Food Network.
Right. It's exactly. So it's like, let's just maximize what's important here. What's important here is the timing and the comedy. And I think the fear is in the editing room, you know, the editors are always going crazy by like, this stuff doesn't match. We can't use this take. And it's a brilliant take. And Lauren was so great in this, and Richard was so great, and because somebody lifted their fork at the wrong time. So you want, as an actor, to really simplify your movements when you're at a dinner table scene and you're supposed to be eating. It's very difficult to match stuff. Because
you don't think she just didn't care for flavorless pork?
So,
you know why it might be so jarring is also... And I don't know, Scott, if you've gotten to be addicted to TikTok yet. We're hoping to get you there. On TikTok, what is the deal with the eating? I mean, these people eat like almost, it's almost gross. They take
ASMR.
ASMR,
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. No, it's actually, it has another word for it, but it's like ASMR.
Do you know who Sloth Girl is? Or
yes.
Do you know who I'm talking about? Cacio Pepe, that girl?
Yeah.
She eats like... Her whole TikTok is just like eating and chewing. Last night, after like going down her TikTok page, I'm like, why am I doing this? This is almost gross. You guys got to watch her. She eats so like,
It's called mukbang, which is basically like broadcasting you eating and like making the sounds of eating.
So it's a thing?
Yeah. It's ASMR for eating.
Is that why I'm addicted to like watching her eat or Cacio Pepe?
Well, that's her saying it.
Okay,
know. And then she's eating. You guys got to watch her. She eats crazy spinach pizza, and it's just like pouring out of her mouth. And I'm like, is this rude?
So why do you want me to? You want me to get involved in this? You want me to eat on TikTok?
No, I just want you to watch it and see if you think it's because they do the opposite of fake acting eating.
Right.
They're like mowing food. Like,
but are they acting in any
no it's no. Like real. And Sean White eating? Does it too.
Who?
Sean White, you know, the like gold medal snowboard guy.
Yeah.
So he eats while watching videos of people snowboarding, and I'm sometimes like just fascinated by what is he eating. And it's copious amounts of food, like he eats 12 pancakes. Like, I'm like, what?
I could literally watch videos of turtles eating lettuce like for hours. Like, they have animal ones too, where you just see a turtle eating lettuce.
That's why I can't
have
a conversation with anybody anymore. Oh, all right, I'll get into this.
My next question for you guys. I knew Lorelai was, I wanted to say a swear word, screwing it up by accepting two dates at one time. That's like,
it's Bowie.
Never gonna it's work. Bowie. It's like dating 101. Don't do it.
You throw Bowie out there in a week, but he wanted to see her sooner. That was the reason.
If you're going on a first date, guys, would you ever accept two when you don't even know the person?
No.
It depends on if I really, you know, I'm vibing. If I was vibing.
If there's a David Bowie ticket involved.
Yes. I'm accepting five dates.
I knew she was doomed at that. I knew. I was like, oh, no. Yeah. I wrote eek, eek, eek. Yeah. Never a good idea.
Well, it's Bowie. What was it? This was, you know, I wonder if in the writer's room they had to take a poll on what the title of this episode would be. Like, hey, it's Bowie, man. Or something like that versus 8 o'clock at the Oasis.
8 o'clock at the Oasis.
So Maria Muldaur beat out Bowie. Interesting. It's another issue.
All in, I like this episode.
Oh, God, yes. It was terrific. Yeah. And we haven't even really, have we discussed it fully? I mean,
we're getting there. It's not so heavy. I think we really broke down the scene that was the most important to me, which was the water on off.
Mm-hmm.
There was no real drama between anybody. Even the Gilmores were working it out.
I will say, I thought at the end when Emily was saying, oh, like it meant a lot that you're saying that. And then I felt like she was almost going to let Lorelai off the hook and like be on her team, you know, and like just say, it's okay. Don't worry about it. And then she literally was like, okay, so go on the date. And I'm like, no, we almost had it.
I'll never drink tea in the same way because I want the prime tea spot.
I literally made tea for this today.
Yeah. What was her name? Sally Worthington and her bad check.
It bounced.
I have to look up her name.
Do you know Sally what happened Wallington, with Sally Worthington's check? No, Dad. I think what it was happened? Wallington. It bounced, Lorelai. It bounced.
And she lost her tea spot. She lost her tea spot.
I laughed out loud multiple times on this one.
I wanted to look up who played Dwight. Who played Dwight? Because that guy's like a character actor. Yeah.
I have that for you.
Who can get it first?
Mm-hmm. Jason Kravitz.
Oh, yeah, I knew it. I think he was on House. I'm going to. Anybody want to bet me $5? Anyone? Mm-hmm.
I think it was The Practice.
$5 bet? Tara, do you want to make a $5 bet?
I think it
was. Okay, it was The Practice, but now I need to see if he was also on House. And if he was, then we'll just call it a draw. Yeah. Oh, I'm nervous.
I don't see it.
It wasn't House.
I don't see it.
I lost $5.
Anyway, while you're looking for that, I will reiterate. I have never seen an episode that utilized the two guest stars that it had, or actually two of the several guest stars or three or four or whatever. I've never seen it used. This is an instructional episode on how to use guest stars because it really pushed the narrative, both narratives of this episode.
Yeah, I agree.
Everything was hanging off what these guest stars laid out for us in the beginning.
I also owe Tara.
Without having to see them repeatedly throughout the episode and just let, you know, the main characters, have fun with it. It was genius. Absolute structural genius, in my opinion.
Tara, what's your Venmo? I pay my bets. Wait, I have your Venmo. Mm-hmm. I'm paying it to you right now. I lost it. I apologize to Peter Jacobson because I blurred Peter Jacobson with the guy that played Dwight. So.
All right, so there are actually, my crack research team came up with several inconsistencies, and I think...
Give it.
Okay, ready? All right. At time mark 6:40 to 7 minutes, when the camera's on Lorelai, there is a man on the couch behind her that disappears and reappears between the various takes.
Huh.
So...
What?
Yes. Yes.
Give me it one more time. What?
Yes. You want me to say the whole thing again?
Yeah, because I don't even understand how that's possible.
It's possible. The extra wasn't there in various takes when you cut back and forth, right? So when they cut back to Lorelai, he's there. When he go to Rory or whoever she's talking to, when she cuts back to Lorelai after that, he's not there. And then he reappears.
That's a lot worse than a bite of food and a fork.
And at 1304 at the auction, when Natalie comes up and refers to Emily as the cobra.
Yeah.
Squeezing, cobras don't squeeze their prey. That's the constricting snakes. That's the python, the anaconda, and the boa constrictor. I should know this because I grew up with boa constrictors. They were my pets. I love constricting snakes.
No, that you did not have snake pets.
I did. And I would feed it a mouse once a week and watch him strike it quickly and crush it to death and swallow it. Thank you very much. But the wonders of nature.
Wait, cobras don't, what they...
Cobras
what
are they venomous, do? Poisonous snakes.
They're like...
Yeah, they bite. They don't wrap around and squeeze.
Like that.
What a constricting snake does is the one that squeezes is they, you know, that's, they wrap around people.
Cobra came out of that basket.
Yeah, that's a cobra. They don't wrap around people and squeeze. So this was an incorrect snake
good,
to...
Good knowledge. Yes. Good knowledge.
She was using the wrong snake. Emily is an anaconda, a boa, or a python.
Got
She's
it.
She's not a cobra.
Thank you.
Yes, thank
Dr.
you.
Dr. Doolittle.
Well, thank you for listening. and we'll have little plastic constricting snakes for you on your way out. to take home with you. 23 minutes. watch Lauren's lips when she is on the phone with Peyton Sanders and says, from Maui. Now, this was probably one of the worst sound edits that was spliced in, because what she really said in the original audio and what was in the original script was Bali, not Maui. They had to splice in Maui.
Why?
After the fact, because of the Bali bombing.
Oh, no.
It happened 11 days before the episode aired.
No.
That terrorist attack.
Oh, my God.
So, and killed all those people. Yeah. So,
oh, God.
They had to rush in. And I guess that's probably the reason why they had to rush in and say Maui instead of Bali.
Yes.
Wow.
And it was a very obvious sort of, you know, looping edit. At 24:39, there was a blue baseball cap on the right side of Lorelai's dressing table. Is that a subliminal message?
Was this when she's getting ready for the date?
I guess so.
Probably.
I guess so.
A little winky wink to who's going to sleep here one day.
Mm-hmm. A little subliminal advertising. Okay, so 36:41, we've talked about Alex Borstein, the screaming wife on the answering machine. 37 minutes. Have a look at the fish in the aquarium. They are hilariously fake and oversized.
I thought that. Now, what I thought, though, was that was actually intentional in that he's just got like a, it's just a play tank.
Right.
Because it was so crazy.
Right. Right. It fits in with the theme of what he was doing in the interior decor.
Mm-hmm. love it.
And I think we have to give credit. And I think you'll probably go over this in pop culture episode is Maria Muldaur's Midnight at the Oasis, which is this, like, like this incredibly iconic song.
There are a couple pop culture references that we will see later this week if Tara gets it, because there were some subtle ones in there.
And I just want to say good luck to the Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh, okay.
I am.
I don't know what that means, but that's great.
Well, they're in the playoffs and their center is injured. And
oh.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next time. Next week, episode 6, Take the Deviled Eggs.
Seems like it might be time for a cooking video with Tara making deviled eggs, but I don't know yet.
Yeah.
I love a good deviled egg. So me good.
Too. Oh, they smell so bad. Oh, God.
But they're good.
Yeah. Delish.
No, they smell up your whole house like toots. Yes,
all right, kids. Bye.
Nothing like a good tooting smell.
Enjoy your TikTok videos of watching people eat
deviled eggs.
Grossly eat.
Cacio pepe.
Wait, I think that's it. ASMR videos eating deviled eggs.
Oh, gag me. But okay, that could be Scott's first TikTok.
Okay. You know what?
Oh, God.
Lasagna, oh, God. You name it.
No, deviled eggs.
No, I'm not going to do that. Deviled eggs?
Tara will then.
I mean, I'll do it. I mean, but it has to be like, you know,
what's
falling out of my mouth.
When you're the new, you know, in the firehouse, when you're the new firefighter?
A guinea pig?
It's It's not called a guinea pig. It's not called a rookie. It's called the, it has a name. Starts with a P maybe. We'll get back to you next week. Thank that's Tara. So she's got to make the deviled egg.
What's I'll come called? Prepared.
All right, everybody. That's it. Thanks for downloading. Best fans on the planet. Stay safe. Don't forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.